Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All right, so today's daf is Mem Zayin. Sort of, just wanted to say one thing on the Mishnah, just to read the Mishnah. I didn't really say it. I didn't explain it. The Mishnah says the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that just I'll read it in the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Afni shaloi haya believer l'shamecha mikol elu kasher. Even if someone doesn't have in mind the six things, the big six, reyach, zevach, all the whole thing, even if he didn't do that, it's still kosher. Shu tnai bezdin, because it's a tnai bezdin. So there's a comma over there, and Rashi explains that because bezdin was misakin, like we said, he shouldn't specifically say these things, because, and Rashi specifically says l'shmoy. Because you might come to see, if you get all far mished in all the machshavas over here, you might end up having the wrong one. So bezim was masna that you should do it. Kosher doesn't mean b'di'evit. Kosher means lechatchila. You should not have these kavanas.
I mean, the Rashi says
Rashi says, "Afmi shaloi haya believer sheshachet stam kosher."
Right, no, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not only the
lashavas,
those things are supposed to be prepared. Right? Rashi says
the article. Oh, Rashi says kol machshavas. Oh, but maybe the machshava of.
Where's that Rashi?
We had it a few blocks ago. Yeah. It is on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. Yeah, but maybe the positive machshava Rashi held is enough to make.
To keep your mouth shut.
To keep your mouth shut.
So he would not require dibur.
That's. No, you would require dibur. No, sorry. The lashon of the Mishnah. Yeah. The lashon of the Mishnah has nothing to do with dibur. That's the kashra. That's what he's asking.
Right.
Rashi will come machshav as the dibur.
And therefore, does that tell us
that that's what he's
the kashra was to keep your mind blank.
To keep. Well, the Mishnah's lashon is to keep your mind blank.
Right.
And that's the problem because it has nothing to do with your mind. It needs a dibur. So it should have just been af nishaloy omar or something like.
Just keep your mouth.
Keep your mouth shut.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay. Don't say, but that's right. So you can maybe be machalik between a machshava hapoiselis, which needs dibur, but here it's a positive machshava. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So what's the problem? You have
a, maybe
if you're trying to get one of the positive machshavas and you mess up, it becomes a machshava hapoiselis.
No. I'm not saying that.
So what's the mission?
No. The halacha that you need a machshava is only for a machshava that's positive. You don't need a dibur is when you have it. To have a positive machshava doesn't need a dibur. That doesn't need a dibur. To make a machshava place else, that would be. So that's maybe.
Alright,
I don't know what we need to cover. Okay, well, so that's what the Tnai Bezdin is, and then she'im machshava hilecha tel ha'afara oivin. So that is like, it's in a continuation of the idea. Because the machshava is only based off of the kayin who's doing it, and therefore, Rashi seems to say, look at the Rashi, Hilkach, Yihava, Shaloi, Lishmoi, Apo, Gab, Dabai, Lamami, Lishmoi, Lamidihu, Labid, Hu, Talia, Milso, the Tziv, Makriv, Oisoi, Lo, Yechoshev. So in other words, Heyois, the machshava is all based on the kayin. What are you going to say? He should have a machshava? Because he should? Well, don't worry about it, because if he does Shaloi, Lishmoi, the Bible still think it should be Lishmoy, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem? No. And therefore it still would be a problem, and therefore that's why Bezdin was masna that you shouldn't say Lishmoy. Because if the Kohen does come to say Shaloi Lishmoy, the fact that the Bible are thinking Lishmoy wouldn't make it better. That's, I didn't read this. I thought Pasha didn't read this yesterday.
Therefore the Kohen has no Lashav at all.
No, therefore the cut, and therefore we.
Bezdin was masna.
If the Kain has a specific
machshava
shaloi
lishmoi,
that would work, obviously.
No, it would. So therefore, the Chachamim said, don't think that you shouldn't worry about the kohen, because the buyer wanted to be lishma, so who cares about him? And therefore, why do you make this with the Tanai Bezdin, that he shouldn't say lishma, because he might come to say shalai lishma? Let's say he says shalai lishma. The buyer might think lishma. What's the problem? Well, so therefore, it's up to Mishnah. The oivid is the one that counts. Since the oivid is the one that counts, we're worried about him doing shalai lishma. And therefore, we set him out to the Tanai Bezdin.
Right. That's what the kohen is doing. The kohen has no power, basically. Because Bezdin's
Kaveh. Bezdin said that you shouldn't think Lishma anymore, because you might... They said you shouldn't think Lishma. It's not Bezdin. It's not really a type Bezdin. It's a Takana.
Yeah, it's
a
machine.
Who's the mission addressed to? The Bible
or
the
Kaveh? None of them. It's just saying it didn't. I don't know. Not referring specifically to anyone. It's just saying it.
The Kaveh is just an operator. He's just a machine.
That's no problem. It's like a Kaveh.
Meikar Adin, that's what it would be. With the Chacham and the Tanai Bezdin, they said not,
both
not
to think about it.
Oh, we'll see. Let's see. That's the Gemara today. I just wanted to read the Mishnah. I didn't read the Mishnah.
No, but if the Bible had, why is the same thing applied to the Bible about Tanai Bezdin?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Why is the same thing that applies to the kind of Tanai Bezdin?
I think there's no, you don't need a Tanai Bezdin on the Bialim, because he's not all farbebbled with the Avodah. It's the Kohen who's doing the Maisa Shechita and all of that.
So we're not worried about the Bialim.
We're not worried about the Bialim.
And I think the Bialim has to have all these things. There's no Havamina to say you need all these six things, right?
There's no Havamina, no. But, no. And we're referring specifically to Lishma.
There is a Havamina, because that's
true.
That's
true. No, but the Tanai Bezdin takes away even not a stomach, even a negative machshava.
For the kohen, right. And then we.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that, Shmuel. I don't know.
What?
That the Tanai Bezdin, it's not really a Tanai Bezdin. It's really a takana that they said the kohen shouldn't say l'shaloi l'shmoi.
Right.
It's a takana. The Tanai Bezdin here is a very confusing one.
Right. So it's not
built into it, it takes away the power of it. That's what they said.
Don't mess up.
Don't overthink. My Rebbe used to say, Trachnish Azoifil. Trachnish Azoifil, he used to tell me, because I used to have terrible. Overthink things terribly.
Find the ball. I mean, that's where you're going to touch it.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Bahamevin Yavin.
Alright,
can we start the Gemara or no? I just wanted to say Pshat in the Mishnah. So. Alright, so we're up to Amrav Yehuda Amarav. We're on, today's daf is Mem Zayin, but we're starting from the seven lines from the bottom of Mem Vav and the base. Amrav Yehuda Amarav. Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Oila Psula. L'Shem Chulin is Ksheira. You see it? The Shem Chulin is kosher. Okay? We sort of had this Gemara before. Amar Rabbi Lozer, my time at the Rav, V'lo yichalu es kosher b'nei Yisrael, kochim mechalun kochim, v'ein chulin mechalun kochim. The Xeris HaKosov, that when you have a machshava that's pasal, the Shloi L'Shmoi, it has to be, it's like min b'minoi, the Gemara said before, the kochim or mechal kochim. If you're bringing in a machshava chulin, that has not, it's a non sequitur. It's not a mandi yomar over here. Chulin has nothing to do with kochim. Kodshim, so it won't make a chil. Masav Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yosi. Af Mishle Hoy Belibi L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu is kosher Shu Tanai Bezdin. Right? If you don't have any of his machshavas, the Chacham were Mesaken, you shouldn't think, because whatever reason. But it says that what? Mishlo yechad lahi believe l'shem echad min kol elu, it's going to be kosher. Taima, right, the coin. Taima shlo yehoyu believe klal. They said that, you know what? You're not allowed to think anything. That's okay. That's kosher l'chad chilo. Because, fine, some l'shma, whatever it is. But that's the only if he's paruv, he's neutral. Ahoyu believe l'shem chul, impossible. Let's say the koyin would not, just, he wouldn't just be, spacing out. He would be thinking, l'shem, any other machshava that's not neutral would seem to passel the carbon. And therefore what? You see that what? That a chulin is machal in kachim. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yudah Amar
Rav.
Let's finish the next few lines. Yes. Yes, so we'll see. This Gemara is a big finish that we didn't see yet. But it has to do, of course, with the din of Shloi Lishma in the first Mishnah of Chatas. Amalei Abaya, Dilma Lahoya Klal, no, I could be Matchet. Dilma Lahoya Klal is Kosher Umaratze. Ahoya Beliba Lashem Chulin is Kosher Ve'eno Umaratze. You don't can't bring a raya from the Mishnah that if he thinks l'shem chulin it's going to be possible. That was the Iker Chiddush of Rav. Rav wasn't saying l'chatchila you could think l'shem chulin. He was saying, or that it's meratza. He was saying that ein chulin mechalim kachim to make it possible in gansim. But ein achanami. If you think l'shem chulin, it would be kosher ve'eno in meratza. And that's the dik from the Mishnah. Mishnah ha'yabaliboy is kosher meratza. If he thought l'shem chulin, it's kosher ve'ena meratzeh. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, the name of Rav, ein chulin, chalun kachim, that's to make it a complete psul. Right? What do you see from this Gemara is that now, lo yimatzinu such a thing, until today, that you now have a chatos that has a din similar to other kachim that are sheirin el shalel ba'al l'shem chayvu. You think that a chatos, if it's not meratza, what is a chatos? A chatos, the whole chetza of the korban is to be meratza for a chet. Here you have a new thing, a chatos. If you remember Reish Lakish was rolling around on his stomach. Hey. Remember Reish Lakish Amoi? Where's the Dafei?
And he was
Rabbi Yitzchak. Ah. Is that where it is? Dafei. Yeah, Rabbi Reish Lakish Amoi. They made you take a selfie and send it to the... What? Oh, no, for you. I'm saying take a selfie of you. Rabbi Reish Lakish al Ma'ohi, Beimid Rasha, and he asked, and Ksheirim heim yirtzu, v'neim ratzah, no mehein voim. The Gemara brought all these cases, and Asham was a problem, but here you have if there's any place where you have a Reish Lakish's question of having a carbon that's not maratza, what are you bringing it for? It's by a chatas. We have over here now. We have over here in this Gemara that you have a chatos that's kosher v'ena meratze. I should just mention that the Rambam, though, what would happen by a Pesach?
The Gemara over there brought the Chol Shabbos.
Yeah.
Why is it so troublesome? Why is it so troublesome?
What's that?
Why is it so troublesome? Why is it?
Because the L'chaira, what do you bring a chatos? It's not for Ritzel. Shailah
Shalom, 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 Shalom,
you could say that the carbon self implodes.
I'm asking why.
If the chatas comes from a chet, it self implodes. If it should self implode, you can't have either one. I can understand an oila is a dairin, shlomim is a. Right, but it's through the fact that it's a dairin. It's not. The chatas integral to it. Okay, yeah, I'm not saying I'm not saying you should lose sleep over it, Chas v'Shalom. You see a novelty, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. The Rambam in Sulam Ekdoshim Tesvav Yir Aleph. So what would you say, this according to this Gemara, what would happen by a Pesach? Let's say someone thinks a Pesach l'shem Kulin. What would you say? It's the same din. I mean, it shouldn't be even worse. Yeah. It should have the same din. Karsha v'loy olu, v'im achul m'chalim karchim. Rambam says no. Rambam in Tezvav Yir Aleph Tula Mekdoshim says HaPesach Sheshachtu B'machsheva Shinei Hashem Bein Sheshine Shmoy L'Shem Zavach Acher Bein Sheshinehu L'Shem Chulin Posol. And brings a limud of Zavach Pesachu that it has to Hul Hashem. It's Ma'akiv. L'Shmoz Ma'akiv by Pesach. So here we have, not only do we see that there's a novelty, that the chatas could be kosher v'ena meratzeh, and that's the din of chulin mechal, em chulin mechal, em chulin mechal and kochim. By a Pesach, it's even worse, that it's going to be compulsory and gansen. Yeah, but it's... No, nobody more. What's Zeru Sakosu? What's Zeru Sakosu?
It has to be Mashiach.
Oh, you're saying who? That's yeah.
There's a specific thing by Pesach.
Shenemar Varmatim Zeru, right here. Right here. Maybe. Yeah, but it's still the din that comes out. It's like massively interesting.
Is this the Yashamech that you're going to raise?
No.
Oh, because there's a major Yashamech on this too.
Yes, there is one. Yes, I did. Yes, but I wasn't going to talk about this one. I was talking about Mishasik.
He says, Korov Hayachas. In other words, Pesach, because it's eaten, is very similar to Cholin, and therefore it's messed up if you do it the Shem Cholin. Everything else is it's so different, it's, so it's incongruous, so there's no psal. But Pesach, right. And there's no Chosef Yishtayt, there's Gornish. So you would think that it's just like Cholin.
This sounds like one that's on the Torah, though. It's on the Rambam?
It's both. It's the Meshech Chacham Pashas Bay, and it's right. Also in the Yer Semech. He quotes it. The Meshech Chacham, he quotes from the Yer Semech. Korei Vayachas.
Right, so it's like Min Bemino. It's like...
Right. So then what Rebbe doesn't like is that I told him that in the Meshech Chacham it says that let's say you did Zrika of the Pesach L'Shem Cholet. So over there in Meir Simcha says it's puzzle. And Rebbe doesn't like that. It doesn't mean I've gone back and forth with Rebbe.
Right.
Because over there it's not Korei Vayachas anymore. Well, you're doing Zrika. That's unique to Kachim. It's not like Shechita of a Pesach, which is very similar to Shechita of a Chulim because of that cool. Same goal.
Because
there's no Zrika of a Chulim.
Right. But Rebbe doesn't like that. He doesn't agree with me. I have to see it. The Rambam is silent.
Yeah, so... Someone has to give Rebbe a phone call, and
Rebbe's the best.
Maybe he doesn't want to hear these things. Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach.
So if the Rambam is silent, he can cut it off.
Yeah. Very good. Okay.
But the Rebbe always quotes the Mulchamis over here because the Mulchamis.
That's what?
Mulchamis in Rosh Hashanah says that a chatas Hashem chulin is kosher. And that's inconsistent with the conclusion of the Gemara.
Kosher ba'olah, you're saying?
Yeah, and they all.
You have to reconcile this with the sugya on daf gimel.
Exactly.
Because that Gemara's mashma that ain't chulin is there's at least an opinion that holds that chulin is shachtul shem chulin k'sheira. Chatos shachtul shem olah psulu shachtul shem chulin k'sheira. Right. So that.
And it seems to include chatas too, right?
Include chatas. So this, I mean, the Gemara makes no reference to the mamash the sugya in daf gimel. That's
very odd. And the Taisa is not understood.
Yeah. Okay. Amar Abba Lazar. Chatas shesachtu l'shem chulin is ksheira. Okay, that we just said. Mishum chulin psula. But let's say it's mishum chulin. Look at Rashi. Ksovar shehim chulin is psula. What is meaning? He thinks he wants to eat some meat and he has a carbon, but he thinks it's chulin. It's possible. The haynu misasik b'dvar machayim ve'ena asik b'kachim. Look at the lashon of Rashi. Is he in the Beis Hamikdash? No. He's doing it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, you're saying what? It's chut echutz. Yeah, l'chayim he's in the Beis Hamikdash.
What's
that? He's a mamish.
He thinks it's
chulin bar zara.
Right, there's all those cases of how is he covered? He walks
into
the place and
knows. He's mamish an ilu, this guy. He's in the Beis Hamikdash.
He's chewing on
shechting a carbon, chulin bar zara. So he's in the Beis Hamikdash. He's in the Beis Hamikdash. Otherwise, it's chut echut. It's puzzle. So he thinks he's shechting. His desire is to shecht chulin bazar.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's kachim.
He thinks it's in truck
tower. The rule is that's puzzle. Now, if you look at Rashi says a very strong lashon here. You could have just said he's misaseik because he has in mind a different type of shechita. He doesn't have kavana for kachim. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says more than that. Rashi says it's like he's being misasik b'dvar macherim ve'enoy osuk b'kotchim. Mamish. It's like the person, we have different cases of misasik. Niskavim ha'gbiyas ha'tolosh ve'gbiyas ha'mechubar is one case, right? Someone has in mind to do a different maisan in Gansen from what ends up happening. Or, like, this is mamish, this is machlek ha'sabai and rovah. Let's say he's miskavim, tzachim. Niskavim ha'gbiyas ha'tolosh, Tlush, and if he found that he wanted to pick up this thing on Shabbos that he thought was uprooted from the ground already, but really it was attached. Rashi learns that what would you think this is the case similar to? That case. You had in mind to do this act to this animal, but he thought it had a different status than what it really was. That's like someone who has in mind to uproot something that he thinks is disattached, but it's attached. That's what you would say. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's misasek b'dvar macherim be'enoy osuk b'kotchim. He's having in mind to do a completely different act than what he ends up doing. Welcome to Skagit boy. Taisus really lays this through. All right. Let's just read through the Gemara a little bit. I'm sorry. I have a job to do. I'm just saying, I'm trying to stick to the Pshat a little
script.
Bit.
Trying to stick to the script.
Just to read the Rashi and the Gemara. But maybe we'll for sure come back to this. For sure. So that's Misasik B'Kotchim and it's possible. K'dabai B'nei Shmuel M'Ravuna. Minayin L'Misasik B'Kotchim Shu possible. How do I know the Misasik B'Kotchim is possible? Shneim Arbashachat Ben Bokor L'Nei Hashem Ad Shetei Shchita L'Shem Ben Bokor. You have to have a Shchita L'Shem Ben Bokor. So that's the source. Amar Lei. So Shmuel had this question, and to Rav Huna, and that's what he said. So Rav Huna said back to him, he said, Zubi Adenui. This we know. We know this, that there's a problem in the Sasek B'Kotchim. However, La'akev Minayit. How do you know that it's Ma'akev? Meaning if you end up bringing the carbon after you were Misasek, we know you're not supposed to, L'chatchila, but how do you know that it's possible?
It is possible.
That it's ma'akiv.
Possible
just means l'chatchila. You shouldn't do it. That's what you would have thought. How do you know that it's possible that you can't bring it and it's going to become, you're not even meratza? Amalei l'tzarn chem tizvichu, l'daitchem zvichu. It says that you should shecht it l'tzarn chem. I guess it's shino lev la'akiv. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. So, to bring out this halacha of misasik over here, there's a lot to talk about, but I would just say, this is the arsamech I wanted to say. Really, you could clear here, when you have misasik b'kotchim, we have misasik b'chalatera kula. We know normally, unless you go like a kiveger, misasik is as if you didn't do it. Someone turns on a light on Shabbos, and he thinks he's spacing out. He leans his back against the wall, and he touches the light, and all the lights go off, or go on. That's not a case of where someone did an act of a malacha, except that he's potter because he's b'shoigig. It's not an act of a malacha at all. He's not even a shoigig. It's not even an act. In a halacha, he didn't turn off a light. Almost like einus. Or turn it on. Whatever it is. That's what the din of misasik is. Now we know Rav Kiva Eger holds in Simon Ches that misasik is just a p'tur, and he holds it is a din of a maisa, but that notwithstanding, that's what you would say together of misasik is. Pasha, that's what you would say. Now, the Ar Sameach says on Taisvus in Sanhedrin and on Shabbos, this Ar Sameach is in Hilchah Shabbos. I didn't write the Simon down. Aleph. Ches, the Or Sameach is, Aleph Ches, Rambam, Parak Aleph Halacha Ches, he says an amazing thing. He brings Taisus says that if someone's misasik, I'm not going to get into the Taisus, a little hard to understand, but what does Taisus say? Taisus says that if a person was shechting kachim b'chutz, and he thinks it's chulin, Taisus wants to say that's going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. For whatever reason, you're going to be chayiv. That's what Taisus says. Again, someone, chayiv achatas, v'shchitas chutz. Someone shechs an animal, outside the Beis HaMikdash, thinking that it's cut, thinking that it's chulin, but it's really kachim. He's chayev for shchitas chutz. The shoygi. It's like a shoygi, or, I don't want to use the word shoygi, because that's what we're going to have done over here. He's chayev. That's what Taisa says. Chayev achatas. For shchitas chutz. Yeah.
No,
we're giving both of them.
No, it's
different.
He's doing with the shape, right? What's
the Kabbalah
Shem Chulin?
Right.
Shem Chulin.
Okay, very good, very good. So listen to what the Arsameh. Very good. This is Mamash Rabbi saying. Listen, wait. This is
the case
of
the
Shum Chulin. Mishum Chulin. Yeah. Not Lashem Chulin. Mishum Chulin. Yeah, he thinks it's Chulin. Thinks it's Chulin. But b'chutz now. That's the difference. Let me just. He has an animal that's a carbon. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Shchitas chutz. No, he shechs it thinking that it's chulin.
Right, but thinking that it's chulin, so that's also a shechs. He doesn't have any.
Okay, that is true. Yes, but it's even worse than that. So Zogdar Samech, he says, B'dad, the B'ikr Divra Atoysis, Yesh Liz Boinis. Given the Kaimel on the Seif, given the Kaimel on the Seif, Perek Beishamai, Bezvachim, Demishim Chulim, Sula, Dahavi Mesasik, Bekachim, the Puzzle, listen to this, Kasavar Shem Chulim, Im Kain Khan, he says, Dr. Or Samech, the Kasavar Shem Chulim, Nimsa, the Betchilas, how can Taisus hold that you're going to be chai mishum shchutei chutz when you think it's chulin? You are misasik, and misasik is potzel and kachim, like the Gemara says over here. So right when you shecht it, the carbon is potzel. It's ain a royal oil moyed anymore. And since it's ain't a royal oil moyed, there's no chiv of shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is only when you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash and it had the ability to be kosher, right? If someone shechts a reveya and an irva, which is not royal, a pesach oil moyed, of course there's no shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is only when it has the ability to be kosher with nim. Here, you're misasik. It's posel and kachim. It's not royal with nim. And therefore, how do you have shchutei chutz on a case of a misasik? Or some ashtash. He says, he brings a riot that there's such a thing when the psul is chal. Ulam, he continues, he says, Zetoloyim psul misasik bekochim havi vidin dim olu lo yerdu. Dim olu lo yerdu oz migru loy the pesach lo elmoy. Of course, the sugis, the nashoychepa mailam is beach mekadesh. If let's say there is a psul that had it gone on the mizbeach, the din would be im olu lo yerdu. That is enough to say that it's roy the pesach lo elmoy. Because you can't bring it, it's possible. But if it has an ability to be brought, for example, let's say it goes on the Mizbeach. This is the sugi of our Shaykh of Amayla. If something has the ability to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, even Vidyeved, because if it goes on the Mizbeach, then it's La Yerdu, the rule is that there is a Chiyav of Shchutei Chutz. That's called Royal Pesach HaMay. So Zof, to Be'ar Sameach, what is Misasik? Is Misasik Im Olu Lo Yerdu? Or is Misasik Im Olu Yerdu? The psul and kachim. Oh, so that's what he's saying. He says if you hold that's a psul and olu yerdu, that's what tais, that could maybe be a pshat in taisus. That's why the chayav shchutei chutz. He says, well, look, achim istavro the misasik the kachim the ksiv letzoy nechentes b'chu gam dabi bomas psul misasik im olu yerdu. He says it's going to be im olu yerdu because it's a psul to be the eved. He listens to his lashon. The command, the chankinu domi, says if you choke the animal to death, and therefore says ve'en kamakam laharach ben yinacher amuk. So he says that the ve'en kamakamenu because he's going in hilchas Shabbos, but this is an inyan amuk, and we don't want to be marach anymore. But what do you see? What are the svaras that are going back and forth in the sar sameach? What is the gather of misasik? Is it a psul bekachim? And if it's a psul and kachim, it can zayn, think about it. Is there a din of a ma'ulwa yardu if someone shechs a carbon thinking that it's chulin? Is there a din of ma'ulwa yardu? And it goes on in his bath. Is that a psule bakoidish? Is it not a psule bakoidish? And then he comes out and he says that no, it's possible and it's not going to have a din of ma'ulwa yardu, it's going to be a ma'ulwa yared, because it's as if you choked the animal to death. It's not a maisa shechita at all. Right. Now, he has a problem with Tosfos. If it's commanded, dummy, how can you have a chiyuv shechut eichutz on a saser? That's what he's dealing with. He's dealing with Tosfos over there. You, just bringing out from this Or Sameach, the gather, there's a clear, what is the gather of the psul misasik? Chazon Ish learns Pashut that it's going to be like regular misasik. You didn't have any maisa shechita at all. Chazon Ish holds like this. So it comes out that there's really a sibuch. In the Achronim, exactly what the gather of Misasik is. Sichsuch. Sibuch. Like a jumble. Did I say, do you know Rabbi Octavid? Good. You knew this.
I think you said it very well. You explained it even better than I thought. It's very, very nice. I didn't put together that last piece, which Chutei Chutz. I like it very much. I have to go through. Thank you. Really, really.
Thank you for listening.
I'm so happy I came. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't going to come, and I said I'm really thrilled that I did.
We'd love to see you. Hey, Rabbi, I will say hi to Rabbi Octavid. I mean, we have to sing. It's together, Reb Stefis. It's like Eli Stefis, together, Eli Stefis. This daf is a mixture of all the different types of dafins. Shtickle Shuli Borstein in there, Shtickle Eli Stefis, maybe a little, maybe Halavai. A Vak Rebbe a little bit, hopefully, maybe I can touch Rebbe's dust. Heavy Misavik, the Afarag, Raglayim Shal Rabbeinu. Okay, good. All right, thank you. Let's stop here. Okay. The Mishnah said, She'eda machshava halechas ala achar oibid. The main player in the shechling of a korban is the kohen that's doing it. And the Bailam, once they give it to the kohen, that's it. They have no say in the matter. And therefore, that's why there's a problem. If the kohen thinks shalei lishma, even if the Bailam are thinking lishma, it doesn't help.
So is Rabbi Yossi arguing, or Rabbi Yossi was the Mishnah before Rabbi Yossi, is that do they disagree, or the Shabbos Torah? Rabbi Yossi saying there's a Tanakh Sarkhama that everyone's asking.
So you'll see in the Gemara now that the Tanakhama is for sure arguing on Rabbi Yossi in the din of She'ena HaMachshava HaLechus Al Achar HaOivid. That's, now the question is, what does that din have to do with the first din? It seems like it's a uptight of the din that he just finished saying, which means if that's the case, the Tanakhama would argue in everything Rabbi Yossi is saying. But the question is, what do those two things have to do with each other? That's the Rebbe talks about it. But at least on this din here, that the main player is the Kohen, that's for sure the Tanakhama is going to argue on. Good. Masnisa Deloike Haitana. The mission is not like this Tana. The Tanya Amar Abelazar Rabbi Yossi. Shamati Shabailam Mefaglan. I held that the Bailam could be Mefagel. Think about it. The Kohen, innocent Kohen, is thinking, he's shechting the Beis HaMikdash, everything is good, he's quiet. And the Bailam are thinking, I want this to be Chutz L'Zmanai. Mm-hmm. The rule is that the Bailam could be Mefagel. And that is not like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Masis, and Zloike HaTan. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not sure about Halakha Salakar. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, who argues in Rabbi Yossi, guess it was his son. What's his reasoning? The Amar Krav, the Hikriv HaMakriv Karbonoi. The Makriv is referring to the Bailam. He brings his carbon to Shel Hashem. And he's called the Makriv. So you see, if he's called the Makriv, he's not right. He's not, that's the Chiddush that he, Rashi says. Ikrav HaMakriv Karbonoi, Parashat Zochim, Ksiv, Ikrav HaMakriv HaShem, Alma HaMakriv Karbonoi Karbilei. Hilka Chavlu B'chal HaMakriv Lo Yechoshim. You see, what do you see?
That was cut, meaning so you have the kain and the.
And either one should be able to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's for sure true. Now, for sure, either one. The question is, though, who is over the loy choshev when the bailam are mefagel? Rashi seems to say the bailam are the ones who are over on the yisur.
Yeah, why not?
Because he's not the one doing the avoida.
Yeah, but he's wrong.
Well, he's the one bringing a carbon that's possible. Maybe he's a shayi for sure, but the question is, who's the one who gets the aveira? All right, that's the question of the gather of Yechashid. It's not, is the Yisr the Avoid of the Melech Shabbos? That's totally in the stuffy stuff. We should go weiter. Yeah. Okay.
We have 15 minutes?
You have carpool?
25 minutes in the 5-minute room. 25 minutes. Plus 10.
I have to mention the kash of the Gur Shmainim over here. Right? Involved of it? I have to.
I think you're Machoyev. 100%.
There's an entire Sefer written on this one line of Gemara. Of Yosef Engel in Gur Shmainim. Why is it called Gur Shmainim? 80 Terutzim to one question. He asks, how do you ever have a Mincha Saita? If the Bailam could be Mefagel, every time you bring a Mincha Saita, which is Ma'akiv, of course, Minchas Knois, the woman would think, be Mefagel it, think Chutzal Zmanai.
It affects the Mayim.
And it'll affect the Mayim. Let's say the carbon. He's saying you should never have a mincha saita. The woman's always going to be mefagel.
If she wants to. She wants it to be possible.
Of course she wants to.
The word only works if she's not mefagel. She's mefagel. The word she brings.
Of course she wants to.
So she wants the mincha saita to be possible. Worthless.
Right.
And she has the power to make it worthless.
Shemati Makshin.
Is she the Bible?
She, of course, is the Bible. It's her mincha.
Whose money is it?
No, yeah, but it's bought for her. She's the miskaper. He says that what? It's not hers. I just quote the question. Shemati Matzim the Blood Rabbi Yosef Field is welcome. The Bible of Fagam can array kol soita hoisi yechayu of Fagam and Chazuk. Bishuv loy tuvda. That's his. We don't have time to go into the Terutzim, but 80 Terutzim on this one question.
What?
I know 79 out of the 80, not the 80, so I don't want to... Every one of them... It's like that other Sefer from the Beis Yosef, with all the answers to the question with the Hanukkah one. Yeah, there's 180 to it, right? Okay, good, fine. Alright. Amar Rav. My time with the Rav Elazar Rav Yosi... Oh, we did that. Amar Abaya. Rav Elazar Rav Yosi, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kulu Suru Luhu, all these opinions hold like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, who says that the one who's, even if the person is not doing the avodah is machashiv, his machshava is a machshava.
The Bible,
yes. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Adalmar, we just said, Rabbi Eliezer Ditnan, someone shechs for a goy, the rule is that the shechit is kosher, and it's a good, you can eat it. Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, why is he Paisel? He says it's Paisel. Rashi says, because, as the first read, it's just Tamashev as a Kachavim, Lava is Kachavim, Avagav the Lo'iyu Shachavim. It's still Paisel. He's not shechting it. The guy's not shechting it. Yet what? His Machshava has a credence over here. And therefore we see the similar concept. Another one. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tanan, Klalam Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kol She'en Kashal Atznia. If you have a case, it's talking about Haitzah Shabbos. If you have something that's not kosher lahatznia, meaning it's not something that that people are keep, right? Rashi says the going gam nida isra hano, yeah, like someone
garbage.
He discard it, not something that people keep. That's one case. The ein matznia kamayu, or you have something that people do keep, they have safekeeping for, but it's not an amount that's significant. Right?
Yeah.
So, in those two cases, the rule is, you're not chayav for haitzah. It has to have chashivus. However, huchshu lezeh v'hitzniyoy. Let's say you have a meshugner, or whatever, someone who's matzniya, he has a, like those meshugners who collect...
A hoarder.
He's hoarding dam nidah.
He has 50 years worth of newspapers in his apartment.
He has 50 years worth of dam nidah in his apartment. Thank you, Jonathan, for the illustration. So, if that person does it, and then what happened was, and then someone else comes and is mighty, Rabbi Yitzchak, are you with us over here? How's it going today? Yeah? No, it's good to see you. Every day is a schus. So, if he's mighty, it, This person is chayiv based on this machshava of the other person. He's one person, I'm a different person. You see, again, the two shells, like, very hard to understand. But person could be mechayiv with the machshava of someone else, even though he's not the one doing it. Now, so we have three.
It changes the nature of the chayiv.
Right.
Which is what's happening by us also. Very good.
Changing the nature of the chayiv. The question is, if you have, the question is, if you're a Mandi Omar over here.
Makes it
kosher.
He has
a
clay to make this thing
kosher.
And
then
the other guy.
It's not making it chayfetz piggle. He's.
Right? It's like this imitated.
All three cases, whatever, this other person's influencing what's happening, but he's not changing the chayfetz into a chayfetz piggle.
He's giving it a different legal character. Otherwise, what do you do?
That's the common denominator, but the legality of each character.
Right. The thing itself, this is a
puzzle. I hear.
In other words,
that's the push-up shot. The question
is, but the effect that it has is that this thing becomes a pickle, and now you can't.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
Who has a koyach?
Right.
Whose machshava is the bagel makes this thing into a pickle?
Right.
So it's the same thing with the order. It's the guy that buys it.
Right.
I think that's
and the case of Avodah Zarah also, who's making this into a carbon of Avodah Zarah. Very nice. Yeah, but it's all based on the lumdus we were saying a few blot ago that the gather of pigles becomes a carbon pigle.
Right.
You could have just said the Mashav Apostles or whatever. But, okay, that's very nice. Yeah, here. Here. Legal opinion.
So, Grinjab and Lazar, you come to
what?
I said you go. Grinjab and Lazar, so the Lazar, how are you ever mapping carbon from a guy?
How are we ever mapping of a carbon from a guy? He always thinks. The Gemara asked that question the Gemara says that when it comes to carbonus, the guy in Armachshvil Libam Lashemayim. In Avodah Zarah, someone asked that question over there.
Rashi says over here,
yeah, but when he. Right, he has. Well, that's what he said. But it's brought Lashem. He doesn't have in mind Avodah Zarah. There, it's Libam L'Shamayim. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So, I don't know if it's the Gemara, but the Rishonim asked that question over there about Gimels. I think. Don't quote me because I might be wrong, but it's in my head somewhere. So now we're going to go through all three Mandi Amrim to explain if each one holds like the other. Travayu is the Rabbi Elazar. The other two hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Because why? Hashav b'chutz amrinum. Because if you're going to say the machshava of the other person matters when it's outside the Beis Hamikdash, b'fnim ibayet. Of course, b'fnim. Rashi says because ikar machshava was by kachim. So if the main idea of machshava by kachim, if machshava has significance when it comes to things that are not kachim, will also have it for sure by when it comes to kachim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, less who the Travayu. Flip side, Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold like the other two, because they'll be with him who the because maybe he only says machshava matters by kachim, but not outside, not by non-kachim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar islay Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Hashda the Shabbos arminon, because if you're going to say by Shabbos, which is absolutely no shaykhis avoid or kachim at all, you're going to say machshava matters. Of course. Which ain't chanami is not kachim, but it's, we know, it has the same gedarim as kachim. Right? The avoidus, the dawar avoidus, all the thing over there. So of course he would hold like him. However, Rabbi Eliezer, less than Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Flip side. Rabbi Eliezer would not hold like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, because Dilma Vaidus Chachavim Udaminun came pnim, because by goyim, by Machshav Sabbath Chachavim, of course, you needed to be like the avoidah, and therefore Machshav matters. Abu Shabbos, Melechas Machshavas Osr Torah, but by Shabbos, you need to have a Melechas Machshavas. And therefore, this person who's thinking, who doesn't hold of this significance, by him, it's not a Dabra Choshev. Why would his other Machshava matter? You need Melechas Machshavas. For me to be Ibar on a Melacha, it has to be Choshev in my eyes, and therefore you could be Mechalik between, these cases.
The only one that doesn't hold of everyone else is the last one, which, isn't it? About it.
Yeah, that
he's the middle case. He's the case of his cub. So maybe he doesn't hold by Shabbos, but if he holds Shabbos, he holds other two cases.
No, but he would for sure hold by Knit.
But not Shabbos.
But not Shabbos.
The Shabbos, she holds all, right?
Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos is everyone.
See, the only one that doesn't hold all three cases is the middle case.
No. Doesn't hold, meaning no. There's only Rabbi Loz. There's only but Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yossi, who says it by Kachin.
By Kachin.
So none of the other cases would matter.
And also the second Shita, right?
No.
Because he could argue with the third Shita.
No, but he would for sure hold
by that. Not by Shabbos, because my Lord is from Shabbos.
So what do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm saying meaning the third Shita that says by Shabbos will hold up all three cases. The Machshava works, correct?
Yes. That's what you're saying. Yeah. So the only one who would hold of all three, yes, is the one who says by Shabbos. Yes. Yeah. Hadron Loch Beis Shammai. Wow. Listen, today I said it has to be a chill doc because I'm bummed. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos. Shabbos Malachas Machshavas HaSvetorah. Ezel Mekayim Mishel Zvachim. What is... I always was bothered with, why didn't Masechta Zvachim start here?
Why didn't
it? Why didn't it? Why are we starting from Shalei Lishma and go through Pigel and all this? Start from Ezel Mekayim. You have an answer, Rav David?
Yeah, well, they wanted to weed out the weaker. Those who are really weaker.
While you're saying that, I thought, if they didn't start with Ezel Mekayim... Well, no, it's the opposite. I was thinking in Brisk. What would they do in Brisk if they started with Ezel Mekayim? They wanted to weed out. Ezel Mekayim and Shel Zvachim. Kotche Kotchim, Shchitasim B'Tzofim. Kotche Kotchim, Shchitasim or B'Tzofim. Tzofim of the Azor. What's Tzofim? It's a Machloik. It's a Yuma, what exactly it is, but the Shchita is B'Tzofim. Harvesor Shiyom HaKippurim. Shchitasim B'Tzofim. Mekibol Domen B'Klishar is B'Tzofim. Sar Shiyam Akipurim, which of course are also Kachi Kachim, the Shechitah's B'Tzofen, and the Kabbalah's B'Tzofen, B'Klisharis, important. It doesn't say that the Shechitah's is B'Klisharis B'Tzofen. Vaistais from the Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Ephraim and Taisus here says, that you don't need a Klisharis for Shechitah. That's what you see Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's the whole Sichzuch and this Taisus over here. You need a Klisharis for Kulin as well. Maybe we'll get to the opinion of the Ramban, wait, tomorrow. Not today. The dam and toin hazor al bein abaden. The dam of the parents or Yom Kippurim needs sprinkling al bein abaden, meaning not touching, Rashi says, but it goes in between the two poles. Al haporeches, al mizveach hazor, we know all this already, right? Do I need to explain? Matana achas mehen ma'akeves. Every single one of the matonas are ma'akiv. Shiore adam yeshevach yisoy meravish mizbeach achitzen. The remaining of the dam, the remainder of the dam, is poured on the yisoy, the western wall, the western, no, foundation of the mizbeach achitzen. The loy nasan loy ikiv. And the carbon is not it's not ma'akiv the carbon. The carbon is okay. It's not considered possible. No, the makkah.
The
makkah.
I understand. The Mishnah is saying it's ma'akiv, so.
No, the matan is ma'akiv, but not the bein abadim part. We might see a Reb Leib Malin that answers that question.
Where they do it by shame? They did it by
the place.
The place.
The makkah. Yeah. Random. We'll see Reb Leib Malin says something very major. I think Rebbe quotes it also. Param hanisrafim, visiyim hanisrafim, shchitasim betzafim, v'kibol damim b'klisharis betzafim, v'dam and ton azoil aparoiches, v'am zveach azov. Right, these are also chatois apnimius. Turn the page. Matona achas mehen ma'akevis, shiore adam ho yeshoifach ha'yisoyin rabish on zveach achitzin, v'loi nasan lo ikev, eilu v'eilu, nisrafim abeis hadeshen. Rashi says, the mokim shemitziyin shemes hadeshen, shemes beach achitzin, right, not the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, now don't get confused with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Tapuach, right, there was this huge mound of ash on the Mizbeach. Where would it all go? It wouldn't grow indefinitely. They'd take it out. And it would go to a place outside the Machaneh. So that's where the Parman Asrafin the Sarashim HaKippurim, the Paryam HaKippurim, the Ayub HaKavim, they would all go to this base Hadeshin. Okay? Fine. Minisni Nami Frekti Gemara, Vakibul Domim Klisharas Bitsafin. How does the Mishnah start? The Mishnah says that Kachim Kachim Shchitasim Bitsafin, and then it goes and explains different karbonas that are Shchitasim Bitsafin and Kibul Domim. What happened to Kabbalah when it came to the ratio of Kachi Kachim? I should mention, what is the source that, yeah. No, by where it starts. It says a general rule. Ezel Mekoyim Mishol Zvachim. Kachi Kachim. By Kachi Kachim.
Why is it single out?
Shchitasim. No. That why it singles out is another question.
Okay.
But this Mishnah is saying a rule.
Right. What
should have said. Right.
Why is it single out?
Right. The Kabbalah is only said by Pesach. Like you say it like that. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Very good. No. So I was saying that what is the source that you need Kabbalah the Kli Sharis? Rashi says. What is the source? Where does it come from? So, the source is...
Why are you defaulting to that? Default should be, obvious. Kabbalah is one of the...
That's what I would say, but... I think you're mechavin to Rashi...
Well, we're going to see later,
Yeah. The source is from the oil by the Har Sinai, where it's by Yosem Bagonis, and the same thing is on Rashi and Yud Gimel. Kida Ashkechon Kabbalah ba'oil Sinai. Itach Moshe Chatzi Adom ba'Yosem Bagonis. Yeah, Vice Goyis, the din of Kiddushaini, wouldn't have said you need a din of Klisharis. You see that. We'll see this in a second. But you see, to answer what you're saying.
You're saying,
what do you mean? Of course you need a Kli Sharis. You see that that's not necessarily integral in the Kiddush, because we're going to see a case of Kabbalah B'yad. Vice versa, that what could be Mekadosh Adam is also the act of the Kabbalah itself. I'm just saying that's the source.
We gotta finish.
Right? The Kabbalah over there is done biyad.
Partially.
Yes. You have two kahan. We'll see in a second. Back tomorrow, below, you're not going to say it. But come on. Ashim nazik, ashim etzayr, shchitasim etzafim, v'kibol damim, v'klisharis betzafim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says later on in this case. So the Gemara, meikar esavar, kibol damim, biyad, hu, shayre. We thought in the beginning to not say it because there is Kabbalah biyad as well. Therefore, we left it out. V'kibol, the loisaki, le'el, v'kli, hodr tanye. But then we said, maisi, you also need a kli for the Kabbalah, so then we said it. Yitanya went in a braisa. Lokach. Yochel Bekli, it says by Ashim Nazir, Ashim Etzayro, you shall take it, you might think only Bekli, Tamalei B'Menosan. It says, he shall put. Ma Nesina Ba'atma Shel Koyin, of course, the Nesina is done with the actual Koyin. Aflokicha Ba'atma Shel Koyin. Yochel Aflam is Be'achin. So too you might think, right, the Nesina is talking about what? It's talking about putting the Dam on the Bahinus. What about putting the Dam on the Mizbe'ach? So what would you need? You think maybe over there also the Lekicha, meaning the dam is mekat in the skabel biyad. Tamad loymar ki kachatos oshem hu ma chatos tuun a kli af oshem ton kli. Just like a chatos needs a kli, so too an oshem needs a kli. Nimtzes ato oymer ya oshem itzayr shnei kahanim. So what are you going to do? It's a stira. You have two kahanim. Shnei kahanim kamlid is damei. This is the original source for tzvei dinim. Echad biyad. Thanks to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're a brisker. If there's any brisker out there, it's Jonathan. Right? The one who has makabel at b'kli, he goes to the mizbeach. The one who has makabel at b'yad is comes to the Mitzrayim and puts it on the Bogimus. Okay, I didn't realize we'd get so, we'd finish so on time, but I don't want to finish. Should I end over here? What should I do?
No.
We have a couple minutes. Just to explain this halacha of whether a saka needs a kli sharis. So Taisus goes back and forth. The Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that you don't need a kli sharis. What? Oh, very good. Jonathan, that's the Gemara in Chulin. Oh no, did I put the right, wrong place? Oh, okay. Yes, I found it. Okay. So, that's the back and forth in Taisus, Kohen Shalkana. Sometimes you have a Saken, sometimes you have a Kli Sharis, not made out of Matris. That's the back and forth. But I want to just bring out over here, Ramban says that you do need a Kli Sharis. Ramban Chulin, not Gimel, says you do need a Kli Sharis, but b'di'eved, the kasha is, you find in places that b'di'eved, like Kroy Mishal Kana, he holds it's not a Kli Sharis, that it does work b'di'eved. So how does this work? Do you need a Kli Sharis? Do you not need a Kli Sharis? We have one case, yes, the same kasha places. The mission is mashma, you don't need a Kli Sharis, and on the other hand, he brings rice that it does need a Kli Sharis.
No.
Shechita needs a Kli Sharis. And therefore, is the Saken a Kli Sharis? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a plate of spit. Sorry. Is everyone with me on this?
No. Not 100%.
Okay. So, the question is, do you need a Kli Sharis for Shechita?
You need
to find a Kli Sharis. What's a Kli Sharis? Something that has Shemen HaMishcha.
So, you're saying that every Saken would have to be Hushah.
Yeah, or Avodah Shemachal Chosid. Yeah.
So what would be the difference around the right
Tassi? Yeah, that would be the difference. And then the question is, Kohen Mishal Kan over there, so Taisa says. Yeah, because the question is, if it's Kohen Mishal Kan is kosher, then how could it's not made out of matkas? So Taisa, because the question is, if it's Machlekas and Saita, I think we share a Shalaitana. That's the Shaila with the Menoira. So the point over here is that there's stiras back and forth, and the Ramban's coming to answer the stiras. This is what he said, right? V'loyne here he says, "Shasakinim kli sharis hayu. Sakinim were made out of kli sharis." He says, "V'yisak adaydech lebiinim kli sharis b'shchita heich asakinim k'toyishinu mekadshin." He says, "Of course the sakin has to be kli sharis because it's mesvara, it's mekadosh the carbon. So of course it has to be a kli sharis. That's his final reason why." Okay, yeah, we're not going into that. El Hainu Taimo, to answer up all the questions that we have, what is the reason why? If it's need a Kli Sharis, how do we see from here that other cases it's implying that you don't need a Kli Sharis? Bishum the Sakin Lamaika also, the Kasha Ladan Zutzavar Shabahema. Because why is the Sakin coming for? What's it coming for? It's coming to be Mekadish the Dam in the Tzavar of the Behema for Hakrova. However, Kivan the Hodr Mekadish will be Kli Sharis the Kabbalah, be the Evid Leslan Ba. But because you're going to anyways be mekadosh the dam in the kli sharis for kabbalah, b'di'eved, it's fine if you don't have a saken that's a kli sharis.
Just skip the step. That's okay. You skip the step.
I'm sorry. What?
You skipped a step, but it's okay.
Yes. Well, you don't have a kli sharis. You did a shechita.
Right.
But the kiddush of the dam.
It's not ma'akev
because you're going to do it anyways. That's what the Ramban says. And all those Gemaras who seem to say you don't need a Kli Sharis, b'di'eved, because b'di'eved, it's fine. You give me Mekadosh it anyways in the Kabbalah. Does anybody have a problem with this? Does everyone understand that?
No.
Why? Very interesting. How does he know it's not Ba'ak?
The Kabbalah is supposed to kick it up the second
That's the kasha.
Is it
going
to be able to do two at once?
Yes. That second degree.
So the kasha. Let me bring it out. What Jonathan's asking, because this is where you're coming from. The Gemara in Saita Yudalit says what? How do we know that a kaimitz needs kabbalah b'kli? Because we find by shechita you already were mekadosh the dam with the shechita, but you still need a kabbalah for a kiddusheni.
You have to
add a kiddusheni. Therefore, Kaimitz also is going to have a Kabbalah. What does that say? Integral to the process of the Karban is you need to have two Kedushins.
Or at least two levels.
And one's more level of the next level, yeah. It's integral to the... How could you say B'di'evet if you're going to hold that the... Everyone holds you need two Kedushim and that's Ma'akka B'di'evet. So how could you say that if Sakin is needed as a Klishar through Mekadosh Adam, B'di'evet, it's not going to be... It's going to be fine because you already have the Kabbalah. But you don't have to confer Kiddush. If the Sakin is needed to be a Klishar through Mekadosh Adam, and therefore if you don't have it, you don't have a Kiddush region, what's the Ramban saying? The Kiddush is not Ma'akka? What do you mean the Kabbalah is doing both? You need two Kiddushim of the Dam.
In that case, the Kabbalah
is going to... So why do you need... What do you mean? You need... What do you mean?
And you don't have
these vessels. The Gemara says, how do you know that a Kaimitz... How do you know that a Kaimitz needs a second Kli? What do you mean? There's two types of Kabbalahs. One has a Kiddushaini and one doesn't. Right, what about the other way around?
Yeah.
What about the other way around? Let's say the, let's say you're not in the Kabbalah. Right, very good.
You didn't have a
Kishar. Right.
So it would be a Kabbalah.
According to the Ramban, it would be okay? Right, of course not.
No.
What does he mean? Of course not. So what does the Ramban mean that Kiddush Rishon is not Ma'akiv?
So the
Shkita,
the Kiddush Rishon, the Shkita is not Ma'akiv, but the Kabbalah is the main thing.
Yeah, he doesn't say like that though. He says, since you're anyways going to be Mekadosh, so why would it make a difference whether it's a...
What about the case of Kiddush Kli, a person's Sakin, or a Makabal something in its Kli? That is a Kli Kibble. Sakin's not like that at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, so that's what they... Yeah. That's a great point, yeah. That's the lumdus that everyone says, that it's the Maisa Shechita, not the actual Kli that's Mekadosh. But the question is, how to... I don't know. Yeah, how do you all learn this Ramban? Okay, everyone, have a great Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.